Now I must observe here that there are two kinds of bodhisattva, broadly speaking. There are actual individuals, historical human beings, who are working towards supreme enlightenment for the sake and the benefit of all. They may be at any stage. There are 10 stages of development and progress for a bodhisattva. So a bodhisattva of this sort, or bodhisattva in this sense, can be at any of these stages. An individual, a human historical person, striving for enlightenment in this sense, in this way. And then the other meaning of the word bodhisattva is that of a personification, as it were, or embodiment, as it were, of a particular aspect of enlightenment. One can think of enlightenment in the abstract, in general, but if one thinks of it concretely, in terms of particular aspects, particular facets, then one sees that there's a wisdom aspect, a compassion aspect, a peace aspect, a power aspect. One can look at enlightenment, experience enlightenment, in all these different ways. And different bodhisattvas embody, or if you like, personify, though not in any artificial sense, one or another of these aspects of enlightenment, of Buddhahood. Manjushri represents wisdom. Vajrapani represents power. Vajrasattva represents beginningless purity, and so on. So in this sort of way, Avalokiteshvara represents, embodies, if you like, crystallizes compassion, the compassion aspect of enlightenment. And bodhisattvas of this sort, which are not historical, not human, though they may appear or be represented in human form, bodhisattvas that embody different aspects, different facets of enlightenment, these are called bodhisattvas of the Dharmakaya. The Dharmakaya being one particular Buddhist term for ultimate reality. What its full meaning is, we're not going to inquire now. Now, Avalokiteshvara, the bodhisattva of, the embodiment of compassion, is one of the five or six most important bodhisattvas of the Dharmakaya. And in some parts of the Buddhist world, he's the most important of all. And he makes his appearance in chapter 24 of the Sanskrit text of the White Lotus Sutra, chapter 25 in the Chinese version. Now, this particular chapter I didn't refer to, you may remember, when I gave a general summary of the sutra under the title of The Drama of Cosmic Enlightenment, because it is not an integral part of that great drama. And we can be practically certain that this Avalokiteshvara chapter originally was an independent sutra, which only subsequently became incorporated in the Saddharma Pundarika Sutra, the White Lotus Sutra. We find this sort of thing happening very often in the history of Buddhist canonical literature. You find different traditions and then different texts circulating. And as time goes on, they get sort of collected together, they sort of draw together, and texts and traditions which were originally independent come to be, as it were, anthologized into one large, important, overall sort of portmanteau text. And when this is written down, it contains quite a lot, therefore, of miscellaneous material. So it would seem that the Avalokiteshvara chapter was originally independent, a sutra in its own right, but owing to the great popularity and prestige of the White Lotus Sutra, it seems to have drawn into its orbit a great deal of material of this sort, and much of this material was sort of added on to the end of the sutra in the last four or five chapters. And the Avalokiteshvara Sutra, or chapter, seems to have been of this sort. It seems to have been added in this way.